Hi, and welcome to the Triple Double Podcast. I'm excited to be back. It's Neville. It's been a few weeks away, but now we're getting hang of the new routine. Started more hours of work, different stuff, and we're keeping at it. So, last time we spoke about hard work as a student and what we're supposed to achieve, and how students are supposed to put in the hours, supposed to have focused effort, be competitive with themselves, and find a why. Like, find a reason why they really do what they do. Like, why do you go to school? You really need to find your why. So now we'll be moving on to discipline, and how discipline needs to grow within you for you to be able to achieve your dreams, for you to be able to be successful in whatever you want to achieve. You need to be disciplined. So we're going to give an example of deciding to have a donut or an apple. If you're a disciplined individual and you've set out to live a more healthy life and you said, you know what, I'm not going to have any donuts for the next 6 months. When you see a donut and you're like, okay, I really want this, you're actually not going to have it because you told yourself, I'm not going to have any donuts. There's one young man. He told himself he's not going to have any chocolate cake. Whatever happens, if he sees chocolate cake, he's not going to have chocolate cake. So literally, he sees chocolate cake every single time coming to the house. And he just walks away and says, I'm not going to have chocolate cake. And that's so beautiful and amazing for a young man to be giving up chocolate because of his fitness goals. That is incredible. I've been speaking lately about my tummy that's been growing, and people are like getting at me like, hey dude, what are you doing? You're letting go of yourself. Not letting go of myself. I'm putting things to priority, and fitness right now is not at the top of the priority. Getting through the work, getting through what I'm supposed to do, that's the priority. So when fitness becomes a priority, then the discipline needs to grow in that area. But right now, the discipline is growing in terms of what I'm supposed to do for my school, for my work, for everything that I've set out to achieve, other than the fitness at this stage. But as we keep going, that will grow as well. What do we mean by discipline? Discipline is when you're able to deprive yourself of something that you really want, knowing that you can get it later. Focusing on what you have to do now for the future benefits. So it's a place where we're looking for delayed gratification. In this generation, there's no more delayed gratification. If I want something, I want it now. I also fall into that trap as well. When I want something, I want it now, and I want it to happen today. I'm not going to wait 2-3 more years for it to happen. I want it to happen now. And popcorn dreams don't happen overnight. Like, Mark Zuckerberg took over 5, 6, 7, 8 years to finally start monetizing Facebook. Like, that's how hard it was for him. Jeff Bezos had to learn how to grow the tech side of delivery. Like, that's how much effort he had to do. Elon Musk had to put in crazy hours for him to achieve what he wanted to achieve. But there's one thing that, or there are actually three things that grow when your discipline grows. And one thing is routine. You need to start having a routine. What time do you wake up? What time do you sleep? Like, those are two main things. In the middle of the day, it can be different things that you have to keep up to date. But right now, it's like 3:10 a.m. and I'm working on the podcast. I woke up at 2, and I've been waking up at 2 for like the past 6-7 weeks. Like, it's just been 2 o'clock, boom, and I'm up. 2 o'clock, boom, and I'm up. In the winter, it's a lot tougher. But in the summer, it's so easy for me to wake up at 2 o'clock. Very, very easy. So I wake up 2-3 at most. So I hit the same spot from different angles. I do the same thing over and over and over and over again. And I know that a year, 2 years from now, the results are going to start showing. There's going to be a yielding of results. Why? Because I'm working on the process. I'm having delayed gratification, focusing on what I want to achieve in the future and putting in the work today. That's what we need to achieve. That's what we need to work on even more. What time do you wake up? What time do you pray? What time do you start work? What time do you prepare for your bed? What time do you sleep? Like every single time, it needs to be like routine. You need to know exactly what you're supposed to do every single week and have a set plan of actually what you're going to do. So the routine is key. Why? Because most top successful people all have a routine. You can't function well without a routine. You need a routine to function well. You need a routine so that your body starts understanding what you want to do when you want to do it. When you don't have a routine, then you're idle. Then that's when you'll be stuck on Facebook for 2-3 hours. Why? You have no routine. You have no structure to your life. You need to have a structure. You need to know what you want to do. You need to know where you want to go. Because if you don't have that, you will struggle. All right. So the next thing off discipline is finishing what you start. So once you start something, you have to finish it. Most of the times we start something, we start watching Facebook videos, Instagram videos, and then we realize, oh, I forgot. What was I doing again? Yeah, many of you guys have had that. Some of you start fitness programs. You go in 6 months, or 6 months is a long time. You go in for a month, and then you're like, I can't do this anymore. And then you quit and stop. You need to keep going. You need to keep the process. You cannot do something halfway through and then stop. You need to go through the process and tell yourself, I am able to do it. I can and I will. I must. I'm not going to stop until I achieve what I want to achieve. Why am I saying this? Because if you don't, no one else is going to do it for you. You need to step up now. You need to put on your big boy pants. You need to put on those big girl panties and tell yourself, I have to go for it. I have to finish what I started. Because if you don't finish what you start, at some point, you're just going to have a lot of unfinished business. And we all know what unfinished business does. It hurts. It's painful. It's not easy. It's not a good thing to do at all. So finish what you start. If it's school, make sure you finish and make sure you start and finish it. If it's work, make sure you finish what you started. Start your contract and finish your contract. If there are tasks that you have to do, start and make sure you finish. It might be difficult along the way. It might be painful. You might not like the way people are treating you. You might not like the way people are speaking to you. But you made a commitment to yourself, not to anybody else. And that's what you need to understand. You made a commitment to yourself. And when you look deep within your heart and you realize that you honored that commitment in your heart, you honored what you said, you honored your words, you honored your promise, the promise you made to yourself, the promise you made to your family. You have to honor those promises. You have to honor what you've said to yourself. It will surely be difficult. It won't be easy. It's not an easy road at all. It's a hard, painful road. But when you honor those sacrifices, when you honor those moments that you've said you're actually going to achieve, like, go for it. Don't stop. Don't stop until you finish what you said you're going to do. Yes, anxiety might come. Yes, depression might come. But you have to stop. You have to keep going. You cannot just tell yourself, I'm done. No, that's not how it works. All right? So there's some rules to finishing what you start. The easiest way is to evaluate. Am I good at finishing what I start? And if you are, well done. Then you don't need to listen any further because you're doing a good job. All right? But if you're not finishing what you start, then you need to evaluate yourself. By how much am I not finishing? Is it by 10%, 20%, 30%? Or is it I just start something at 90% through? Like, I don't even finish it. All right? Sometimes, maybe you're doing too many tasks. Narrow it down. Do less. Do 3-4 things at a certain time. And when you get even better, you only focus on one thing, finish it, and then you go to the next one. One thing, finish it, go to the next one. That's the only way you finish and start something. Create limitations and requirements. Tell yourself by what date you should have finished your task. And put a set date. Put a requirement on it and say, this is what I want to achieve by this date. And when you start doing that, you become more deadly and more dangerous because everyone around you is like, he's going to be done on this day. Reaffirm your intentions. Obviously, you're going to get frustrated along the way. You're going to get beaten down. People are not going to enjoy the fact that you are finishing what you start. So you need to reaffirm your intentions and tell yourself, I am going to finish this. I am going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. My motto is never, ever give up. I don't care what happens in my life. I don't care what comes my way. But I'm never, ever going to give up. Even if the world is to come down and take me up whole, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. Even if it breaks me. Even if it puts me in a place where I don't feel like doing it anymore. I don't feel like going to work anymore. I don't feel like going to school anymore. I don't feel like doing anything anymore. I'm never, ever going to give up. Because as long as I can breathe, as long as I can get up, I'm going to keep going and I'm not going to stop. Next one, think in terms of 10. So break everything down. If you have a 1,000-page or 1,000-word essay, like break it down. Say I need to write 100 words, and write down your 100 words. Or maybe you want to make it a little bit bigger and go to 250. Say I need to write 250 words. Like that's where you need to go to. You need to make it linear, make it smaller so that you see those small steps. And from those small steps, you're going to cover great distances. All right? And if it's really hard, if you're anxious about it and you're scared and you don't know what to do, just start with 10 minutes. That's all. Nothing else. Just start with 10 minutes. Just do 10 minutes of something. And if you're able to do it, well done. If not, it's also fine. But don't stress about it. Just do 10 minutes. That way, you're going to be able to give yourself a start and motivate yourself. And chances are high that after you do the first 10 minutes, you're going to be motivated to even do 20 or 30 or 40 or an hour. You never know, but keep going. The art of following through is something that allows you to create the life you actually want instead of settling for the life you currently have. You don't have to be average. You don't have to just say, okay, my parents gave me everything, so I'm going to chill. No. Go out and build your own as well. The same way they built their own, the same way they got their satisfaction. You need to get satisfaction. You need to get fulfillment from that. Because if you don't work on it, you're not going to get any fulfillment whatsoever. But you need to build. You need to build to make sure you get that fulfillment. We go on to execution. What do we talk about? What is execution? Execution is when you start getting rewarded for the same job more than you actually earn the first time you did the job. So if you are a gardener and you're working and you're cleaning someone's house, the first time you might get paid $500, all right, for cleaning someone's yard. But when you start executing, you could be getting paid $2,000 for the same job. Why? You're executing. You're not just cleaning anymore. You're tailoring this garden. You're making sure that this garden looks like the prettiest thing this owner has ever seen. Now you're getting rewarded a premium for the same job. That's what we need to achieve. We need to execute. We need to perform at the highest level. Yes, it might be tough. Yes, it might be difficult. And yes, people might take you for granted. People might not pay you what you're worth. But it doesn't matter. One thing you have to do is keep executing. And slowly but surely, they'll realize they made a mistake. They were not what they say they were. And it's fine. Just relax. You're going to get there. So in life, discipline is key. Executing is key. Finishing what you start is key. Having a routine is key. Above all, don't be scared to actually step out there. Don't be scared to be who you were born to be. Yes, it might be difficult. Yes, it might be tough to go out there and put yourself on the line. But at some point, you have to. Not for you. For your family, for your brothers, for your sisters, for your parents. So many people probably depending on you. You have to wake up. You have to go for it. And yes, it's painful. But I realize that with discipline, it might be painful, it might be difficult. But as long as I can wake up, as long as I can go one more day, no one can stop me but me. No one can break me down but me. So tell yourself you can, and you shall be able to, as long as you're willing to keep going. Okay, we'll speak a little bit on what if I'm failing, Neville? What if I'm not able to keep that discipline? Well, look for someone to be accountable to. Look for someone to start helping you through the journey. And I know it's tough letting someone in on all your hurts and pains and difficulties. But if you really want to change, if you really want to be a new man, if you really want to be a new lady, like if you really desire to be different, if you really desire to execute at a higher level, then you're going to go for it. You're going to ask someone to help you. You're not just going to be by yourself. You're going to ask for help. And go out there and seek help. Go out there and find help. That's the only way you'll be able to overcome any discipline issue. Any kind of discipline issue needs help. You need to step out of your comfort zone and ask for help. Don't be ashamed. Everybody struggles at something. For you, it's that discipline, and it's fine. It's perfectly fine. Go out there, seek help, and tell them that I'm struggling. I need help. And when you ask for help, can guarantee you that you might not find it the first time, the second time, or the third time, but keep searching, and you'll eventually find that help. And when you find that help, it'll be possibly the best time of your life. Your life will be, you'll be a different person. Why? Because you were seeking for help. You might actually become disciplined while searching for help. Because you're looking at the first person, you're like, second person, third person, But you actually get disciplined whilst you search. So be intentional and deliberate about what you want. Because if you're not, life's going to screw you over. No, I'm just kidding. It's not going to screw you over. Because if you're not, it'll be tough. It'll be really tough. So step out and say, I can, I will, I must. Even if life tries to break me, I will not be broken. So keep going. Keep your head up. Don't stop. You are powerful. You're strong. You are not immortal. You will break at times, and it's fine to break. But as long as you can get up and keep your head up, then keep going. Don't stop.